Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Speaking of Wednesday, that's like there's a Huskers doubleheader because the men play at PBA from 6, you figure from 6 to 8, and women's volleyball plays at 8. And a big one. Huge. Huge one at Devaney Center. Let's bring in, you know, I'm appreciative of the volleyball program because they make time for us. And even after a practice on a tough, busy day, Ani has decided she was going to join us today, and it is greatly appreciated. Ani Evans from the Husker volleyball team. Ani, how are you this afternoon? How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
No, this is cool, and I appreciate it. I know after, you know, it's a long day, long weekend, then you come to practice. And then to prepare for a big week in Husker volleyball. But before we get into that, I'm always a fan of how a person gets to where they are. And there's always the story of, for each player, a point where they identify that, you know what, I'm pretty good at this, and I might want to consider doing more of this. For you, what age was it that you kind of figured out, you know what, this volleyball thing, I'm pretty good at it, and I need to follow it?
Yeah, I would say my freshman year of high school is when I really switched to predominantly volleyball. Growing up, I always was in every sport possible, and I was heavily into basketball also. And so then, like, eighth grade freshman year, I really decided that volleyball was my thing, and volleyball was the sport that I wanted to pursue farther. So I would say that's when I really started to concentrate on volleyball more.
Ani, what else did you play? I mean, if you had the athletic bug, and you obviously did from your family, but what was it? What other sports did you participate in?
Yeah, growing up, I did soccer, basketball, track, and then volleyball, of course. But those were the ones that made an appearance in that I played.
Who was it at Waverly that kind of lit the way for you? Kind of lit a fire to the fuel to make this thing happen for you?
Yeah, I would say that my family was always really supportive of me. And then Coach New Year, our head volleyball coach, and our strength coach, Coach Harms, were also super supportive and just, like, really pushed me to be my best. And I told them my goals, and they did everything they could to help me achieve those goals.
Ani, what were those goals? What were they specifically?
Yeah, well, I would say the first one would be to play at the highest level of volleyball and to be at a program, if not Nebraska, one very similar to Nebraska. And, yeah, that's what I set my eye on, and that's what I wanted to achieve.
I would imagine having brothers that played football at the university would kind of impact you as well. What role do they play in you becoming the athlete that you are?
Yeah. I just always, growing up, saw how hard they worked and how much they really dedicated time to their sport. And I think I had a really good grasp on how much work I need to put in to be able to get where I wanted to be. So they really just were an inspiration to me. And also, they were my number one fans, but they are also the people that would push me the most. They're always making sure I was, you know, doing extra reps, and they would be the first ones to offer to be in the gym with me. So honestly, they just pushed me, but also just were my biggest supporters.
Ani, who's the biggest competitor in the family as far among the you and the two brothers?
I would definitely say my middle brother, Eric. He is the most competitive, and I think that's kind of maybe a little bit of a middle child trait. Mm-hmm. But especially because him and my oldest brother were a lot closer than age. There's a pretty big age gap between me and my brothers.
Okay.
So they usually let me off a little easy since I was so young, but not very often. But yeah, I would say Eric was probably the most competitive.
Were they tougher than your parents?
I would say at times, but my parents are also very competitive. They played sports in college, and they love to be around any kind of sport. No matter what sport it is, they love it, and they're pretty competitive. They helped coach us growing up, so they definitely bring out our competitive side too.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to figure out that in this family, if the parents are competitive and your older brothers are competitive, that you've got to be quite the fighter. You've got to be, you've got to be stubborn and consistent in what you do.
Oh yeah, there's family game night was never fun. It always ended in someone maybe in tears, and there was fight, and everyone was stubborn enough where no one budged. It was that person's way or the highway, and so we usually tried to stay away from those.
Well, then let's go into that then. What were family game nights? Like, what was the game of choice? Like, Friday, you had time together, that board's going to hit the table, and it was all bets are off, nothing else mattered.
Yeah. Well, I think Yahtzee randomly is, like, one of the games we play the most.
All right.
And then Life, we played a lot, and I think those are the two main ones, but after a while, we had to kind of, like, take them off the table just because they got a little out of hand, and then it was honestly, like, one-on-one bat. We'd go play pickup or go play pig on our, like, basketball hoop that we had at our house,
yeah.
And I think that's where the most tears were shed, for sure.
Were you the best basketball player amongst the siblings?
I like to say I was,
right.
But I would probably say my oldest brother was the best. He probably put the most time into it also. He was pretty good. But I for sure was the best shooter, and that's a fact. For
okay,
sure.
Okay. So we could actually set up – we're working on this crossover where we have people who didn't play basketball at the University of Nebraska but who are in the athletic program actually compete in basketball. So we'll keep you in mind that if we have like a three-point shooting contest that Ani Evans wants it. She wants it.
I'm in.
Okay,
sure.
That's yeah. Fair. What did you learn at Waverly? What's the thing that you learned at Waverly that allows you to be successful here?
Yeah, I think the factor or the thing that maybe my teams and a lot of the teams I played on at Waverly were known for. A lot of times we were kind of underdogs and weren't really expected to do much. So we were really gritty and really we just played with the chip on our shoulder a little bit. And I think that's probably the most what I brought into my athletic game is just being gritty and hard work really gets you a long ways.
Ani, let me ask you were the recipient of the Tom Osborne Citizenship Team Award. What was that? What did you do? What is it about you where folks reached out and said, this is who you are and you need to be awarded accordingly?
Yeah, I think that community outreach is something that I've always been pretty passionate about and something that I enjoy doing and I really pride myself on is just like giving back to the community that gives us so much. And so I think that is the thing that really separated it was just how much time I enjoy giving back to the community.
It's always interesting when I find myself around really talented teams, especially at the Power Five level and then specifically in the Big Ten, that the competition is one of standard amongst the teammates. So who's the standard keeper and the standard bearer for this volleyball team?
Yeah, I would say all of our captains do a really good job, but the person that stands out the most is definitely Lauren. She really just brings such fire to the team, and she's a huge competitor, so she really brings out the best side of everyone. And when she's on the court, she just brings a presence that's so confident and kind of is infectious. It brings everyone around her to just like want to do their best.
What's the best thing about this team? What's your favorite thing about this group? Because it's bonded, it's changed direction, it's changed its elevation. But what's your personal favorite thing about this team?
Yeah, that's hard. I would say that my favorite thing about this team is honestly just the way we respond to things is probably the best way to put it. And we come in every day ready to work, and we are just a very deep team, and there's no plays off. And, you know, we went through a stretch and we lost three in a row, and we came back to the next day at practice ready to work. And I think that was like the biggest learning lesson for us, and it really brought the best out of us. And now we're rolling right now. So I think just the way we respond to things and the way that we don't let things get us down, but we let it bring the best out of us.
Ani, talk to me about the Wednesday night. Like, you're going to walk into Devaney Center, and it's the rivalry. As much as people like to say it's just another match, it doesn't really matter. It's not about them. It's about us. But the building will be different on Wednesday night for you, for you, your teammates. What's that going to be like? What's the prep? Everything before first serve, what's it going to be like?
Yeah, I think this game coming up on Wednesday is the reason you come to a program like Nebraska. It's going to be a dogfight, and it's going to be gritty, and it's going to be a long match. And we are preparing, we're scouting, we're ready to go, and we're going to go into it with, you know, a mindset that we got to play Nebraska volleyball and we got to take care of business. So I think everyone's just really excited. And, you know, like I said, these are the matches that you dream of playing in and that you come to a program like Nebraska to play in.
Ani, if you would, before we let you go, and again, thank you for doing this. I know you're just leaving practice and you got stuff to do. But I'll ask you to give a message to the Husker volleyball fans who are going to fill that building and who are going to be in front of TV screens screaming like they're playing the games themselves. What's your message to Husker Nation?
Yeah, the energy, we love the energy that our fans bring, and our Husker Nation means the world to us. So be loud and be ready for a great match.
Ani, again, thank you for what you do. Thank you for doing this today. We'll do it again. I'll reach out and let Bonnie know. We're greatly appreciative for what for you giving us time today. Means the world for us to be able to bring, you know, the Husker volleyball team to our fans. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem at all.
That is Ani Evans, Husker volleyball on a big night. Man, they got a big one on Wednesday, and we're looking forward to it. Should be a pretty cool night in the Haymarket. You got the basketball exhibition game, and then Huskers and the Badgers at Devaney. Man, buckle up Wednesday night. That's going to be a smoker. Oh, by the way, we will be doing a post-game show behind the exhibition. We'll do that Wednesday after Husker basketball. And then Thursday, the truth, Kobe Webster and C.J. Wiltshire will be on Thursday, as well as What's the Buzz with Buzzy Carruthers. So you'll get first-hand details on Wednesday's exhibition. We'll throw the break. More Old School on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.